AtHome45.com.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. It is April 5th, 2009. We got a 2 hours laying out before us on this abbreviated Sunday edition. I guess 5 days a week, 4 hours a day, and enough for me. We come in on Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Getting a lot of new affiliates on the AM and FM dial. Number one numbers, of course, on the Internet. With Internet listeners out there, number one on Shoutcast. We're very thankful for all of you tuning in today. We're going to have open phones throughout the show today. The toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. All right, here are the important stacks of news I have in front of me. We're going to cover what really happened at the G20 meeting, the open announcement of world government for and by the private banks controlling every nation on earth. Have a large stack of news on that front. Then, about a week and a half ago, Kurt Nemo at Infowars.com wrote a news story analyzing a bill introduced in the House and Senate that would basically end the Internet as we know it. And then we even played the clip of Senator Jay Rockefeller, who heads up the committee over the Internet, saying, yeah, it'd be better if we never had the Internet. We need to get rid of it. And so now, even mainline, respected liberal publications like Mother Jones, that's been quite worshipful of Obama, has the headline, Should Obama Control the Internet? And, you know, it's one thing when we write an article, and, of course, we always do it days, weeks, months, years, decades before it's mainstream news. But it's always nice to see it admitted to by a dominant media. There's quite a bit on the subject of ending the Internet as we know it. So I thought we would cover that as well today. Some of the other news that I have here deals with corruption with the banker bailout. Politico reports White House team discloses TARP firm ties. That's right, the economic committee working group that he has, of course, are all engineered the financial collapse and made money on the way up and now money on the way down and are deeply involved, stealing large amounts of it, of course. This is a mafia organization, so we'll be going over those latest financial news stories. Also, there is a report here out of the Wall Street Journal. Obama wants control of the banks. There's a reason he refuses to accept repayment of TARP money. And it goes on to admit this is an organized crisis they're using to set up the new world order. Also, of all people, Bill Moyers has a PBS television show, highly respected. He's come out with a 25-minute report and had former federal regulators on where they talk about how this is all fraud, both administrations, going back to Clinton, so the last three administrations, and how it's an engineered criminal takeover. And that headline is Economist, U.S. Collapse Driven by Fraud, Geithner Covering Up Bank Insolvency. So that is some of the other news we'll be going over today. I'm sorry, we won't be talking about Barack Obama's iPod. We won't be talking about the Queen being given an iPod. We won't talk about what Britney Spears is doing because that doesn't affect you. It doesn't affect me. The issues we talk about here affect all of us, our future, our sovereignty, our liberty, our finances, our health. This is where you hear the real issues, not how is the local sports team doing. And the reason we've gotten into this situation is we stopped being involved in politics. We stopped being informed. We became experts on football and baseball and on acting tough and not experts on actually being tough, being serious, being focused, being involved, being informed, and knowing history. And so now we've been robbed. It's kind of like if you had a business and you left it for 10 years in the hands of some manager and you came back and the locks were changed and they told you, get out of here, we're going to arrest you. That's what the government's turned into, is just a criminal group. Now, the other piece of news I'm going to cover at the start of the next hour. I'm going to get into this later. There have been a lot of horrible mass shootings, people killing their whole families, some spoiled, rotten, cowardly lunatic, because he couldn't learn to speak English fast enough, went into the place where people were supposedly teaching him English and killed 13 people, including himself. And then there was another one yesterday in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where this Richard Andrew Pulaski, 20-something-year-old, 22-year-old man, waited for three police to come to his mommy's house where he lived. It's always these guys that live with mommy. I mean, I don't know what the deal is with them, but the point is that he shot two of the cops as his mother waved him into the house to throw him out. And then he waited for more to come and shot three more, killing another one of them. And the mainstream media has certainly enjoyed tying me into this, let me tell you. Raw Story, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and others, because his friends and family say that he learned, he was also in the Marines, by the way, he learned of a plan to put troops on the streets and for gun confiscation. And I'm attacked by the newspapers saying that doesn't exist, when all I did was read the Army Times. And, by the way, in separate news, the newspaper in Tennessee, several newspapers announced they were going to have regular Army patrolling the streets. And I wasn't on the radio Friday. Burmese made a big deal out of it. We posted it. And the governor and others admitted on local news radio that due to the phone calls generated by the show, that they canceled it. Now, remember a month ago, the last mass shooting in Alabama, and they called regular Army out after the fact, and I pointed out that was a felony. And then, sure enough, the Houston Chronicle had the Army admitting it was a felony, and they were investigating. It's illegal to pull troops out of the streets against the American people, because we're not Mexico, we're not Russia, we're not China. I mean, that is the opposite of a free society. But, you know, I'm tired of just reading mainstream news. You know, most of what I cover, I literally have, and this is just what I decided to print off today. If you Google New World Order, you'll get probably 400 articles the last 3 days saying a New World Order was set up. And then they define a New World Order, private banks ruling the planet that you pay cap and trade and greenhouse gas taxes to, carbon tax that will regulate your life, that will, quote, you know, jack up your taxes. And then I get to have the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and Raw Story and them all attack me, saying I'm delusional, I believe in an imaginary new world order. And then there are unstable people out there. Oh, by the way, they're attacking Glenn Beck because he talks about Obama coming for your guns. I mean, Obama's attorney general argued before the Supreme Court last year, you can read his brief, on behalf of the Justice Department, he's formerly Deputy Attorney General, Eric Holder, now Attorney General, argued for complete ban of all citizens owning even semi-automatic, you know, single-shot shotguns, single-shot, just total ban. And when he was a state senator, Obama supported it. So they've introduced bills to basically ban most guns. Rahm Emanuel, the chief of staff, is called for open gun bans. And then all we do is report it here, and so they're attacking, Lou Dobbs, they're attacking Glenn Beck, they're attacking me, saying this is my fault. The Second Amendment, what our country's founded on, it's all my fault. Because we're talking about how Obama wants to confiscate our guns, and so you get paranoids out there. When mommy calls the cops on him, the cops come and he's waiting to kill him. You know, it was the Marines that trained the sniper that was up on the UT Tower killing all those people. Do we blame the Marine Corps? This guy was from the Marine Corps. About half of the time we run into one of these mass shooters of this type killing cops, they're from the Marine Corps. I mean, does that blame the Marine Corps? No. But anyways, I'm going to cover that. I said next hour. I'm going to detail it. Got a lot I want to cover on that subject, because it's not just about attacking myself and Glenn Beck. It's more than that. It's about how they spin things in the media. We'll tell you about the New World Order when we get back.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
My friends, okay, I'm going to get into the latest 8-plus, you know, I keep saying 8-plus trillion because the numbers 2 months ago were 8.7 trillion, according to AP and Bloomberg stolen. I'm sorry, I can't get my mind around this. Now the federal government has announced $12.8 trillion stolen in banker bailout money, and they won't tell Congress where the money went. So excuse me, not 8.7. $12.8 trillion. Who can keep track of all of this? Okay, before I get into this stack of headlines, like Barack Obama's New World Order, that's Time Magazine. BBC, New World Order Emerges from Chaos. London Independent, Obama hails the New World Order. London Telegraph, the G20 moves the world a step closer to a global currency. Times of India, global currency. A summit that allows and shows the balance of power has changed towards a New World Order. And it goes on and on and on and on. Now, here's the Times of London. Gordon Brown's gang pulls a $1 trillion con trick, robs the people. That's actually an accurate headline. But they go on to detail what a New World Order is. Global governance is in these articles. And they say, oh, the Bilderberg Group that founded the European Union and now the North American Union, they're behind the New World Order. They're in the newspapers bragging, saying that, while national TV programs are being produced about myself and being aired, saying basically the Bilderberg Group doesn't exist. Because I read the newspaper and say, hey, global government with no liberties or freedoms isn't a very good idea. And they go, doesn't exist. By the way, here's the newspaper saying it exists. It's doublespeak. They're telling the public, hey, this exists, but it's not kosher. It's not acceptable for you to talk about it. So sit down and take it. 8.2. See, I just can't even say the number. 12.8, not 8.7. Was 8.7 trillion. Now $12.8 trillion. Here's another one. New World Order hailed after rescue. On and on. I have CNN, Fox, MSNBC, BBC, with Obama and Brown and all of them hailing the New World Order. Now, something amazing happened. I heard the truth for one of the first times ever out of Sean Hannity's mouth. And of all people, he had former top Clinton advisor Dick Morris on, and they told the truth. But still, they said, oh, the crazy conspiracy people. They've been crazy, because we would read government documents, but now they're right. They want a world government and a world currency. By the way, in the communique signed by the 20 leaders of the G20, it says they're setting up a world regulatory body for global standardized taxes, global enforcement, what they call the final linchpin in world government. They already have a world court, a world army, the NATO and the UN. Now they've had 20 leaders, the most powerful nations, sign on to agreeing to it. And they're bragging all over European, British, Russian, Chinese newspapers that this is the end of the U.S. superpower status. But you won't hear that on our news. Now, here's Sean Hannity, who's probably attacked me. I've probably been sent clips of him attacking me 20, 30 times. I don't even listen to them anymore when I'm sent them. You know, people send me emails with an attachment with a clip where he would say, there is no plan to set up a world bank and a world government. There is no plan for North American Union. There is no plan for this and that. And then now, if you listen to Hannity's show or you listen to Savage, you listen to even Limbaugh, it's almost like Alex Jones is hosting the show sometimes. Then they always go back into their old-fashioned fake conservatism. Here's Dick Morris and Sean Hannity on Fox Television telling it like it is.
There is a big thing that's going to happen in London at this G20, and then they're hiding it, they're camouflaging it, they're not talking about it. Coordination of international regulation. What they are going to do is to put our Fed and our SEC under the control, in effect, of the IMF.
Oh, come on.
They're
you believe
take,
they'll do this?
That's what was in the draft agenda. They call it coordination of regulation. What it really is putting the American economy under international regulation.
Yeah.
And those people who have been yelling, oh, the UN's going to take over global
conspiracy
government.
Theorists.
They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Yeah, well, when Geithner said he would be open to the idea of a global currency last
exactly,
week.
Yeah.
Those conspiracy people had said and suggested that for
That's
years.
Right.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
And you know, it's what they always do at these conferences is they have the center show is here,
yeah.
And the side show they don't want you to pay attention to.
Right.
The center show is the size of the stimulus package.
Yeah.
The real show is international regulation of the financial institutions, which is going to happen under the IMF control. And remember, the IMF is run by Europeans,
right.
The World Bank by Americans.
Okay. And they did write that into the communique that was basically agreed to move forward setting this up. And you can just Google New World Order and read hundreds of mainstream newspapers from Australia to the United States admitting it. Meanwhile, the general public still isn't aware that the New World Order they're hearing about is the very private banking cartel that has stolen $12.8 trillion. Now, the entire gross domestic product of the United States last year was $13 trillion. So in 6 months, since October 3rd, when they passed the banker takeover bill known as the TARP, known as the banker bailout, it was really a takeover, a coup d'etat by private corporations that combine their forces together and they call it the New World Order. It's what they call it. It's why we call it that. It's really just tyranny. It's crime. It's a private corporate takeover. Just like they have hostile takeovers of corporations, they do it to countries. Hundreds of third world nations. Now it's happening here. And that's all global government is a private group of banks engaging in this. But we have to put two and two together. The very banks that have stolen $12.8 trillion, close to the GDP in less than 6 months, at this spending rate, within 1 year of October 3rd of last year, by the time we reach October 3rd this year, when the stealing really accelerated, it will be $26 trillion. I mean, we thought George Bush was bad, tripling the size of government in office for 8 years. Obama is set in 1 year, and these are mainline government numbers, I have them right here, to make the government four times its size in 1 year. So what's eight times four? Bush just tripled it. Eight times four, like, what's two times 16? 32 times the size it was. 30. I mean, you look, this is Wall Street Journal. This is Bloomberg, AP, Reuters. You can go do the math yourself. The GDP is $13 trillion. And in less than 6 months, October, November, December, January, February, March, so right at 6 months, they have already spent the GDP. And the bankers are getting it all. Notice they haven't opened up credit. It's harder to get a car loan, home loan. In fact, everything I was covering 6 months ago is now mainstream news. They're admitting, yeah, they're hoarding the money. Yeah, they're using it to buy up banks and insurance companies. Yeah, the bankers are taking over. I mean, even 2 weeks ago, even Rolling Stone had a headline, The Big Takeover, and said this is a by design and about power. And then now the Wall Street Journal admits this is by design and about power. In fact, I can't even say the mainstream media isn't even reporting this now or is covering up. A lot of them are. They're telling the truth. Criminal banks are openly stealing everything in the name of starting the economy back. We'll be right back.
With our economy spiraling out of control,
living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner.
No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants,
begging for food.
Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming.
We have been warned.
And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping and all 1 year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Overfeeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Manhattan fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back live. Your calls are coming up at 877-590-5525. Yeah, we got the devilish New World Order coming down on us right now. And if you read the 15-page G20 communique, they call it global governance. They use the term global governance and say that they're going to have international regulation and unified regulation over banking and commerce, when it's the very same banks that engineered the current crises we're in to consolidate power who stand to gain even more power and to selectively enforce these rules and, quote, crack down on tax havens as they go after their competition. That's all that's happening here. Meanwhile, this is how Gordon Brown in a press conference tried to spin things. This is going to free the economies, fix everything. It's a global solution to a global crisis. It's a new world order.
Today, the largest countries of the world have agreed a global plan for recovery and reform. This involves the biggest interest rate cuts in history, the biggest fiscal stimulus we have ever seen, the biggest increase in resources in the history of our international institutions, with $250 billion, more money than ever before, for trade finance as well. For the first time, we have a common approach around the world to cleaning up banks' balance sheets and restoring lending. We are engaging in a deep process of reform and restructuring of our international financial system for now and for the future, and we have maintained our commitment to help the world's poorest, and we have put more money aside for that and also for a green recovery. These are not a single collection of actions. This is collective action, people working together at their best. I think a new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation. We have resolved that from today we will together manage the process of globalization to secure responsibility from all and fairness to all. And we've agreed that in doing so, we will build a more sustainable and more open and a fairer global society.
All right. Now, if you go watch Gordon Brown last week at the European Parliament ahead of the G20 meeting. He calls it global governance, a global Europe, you know, nowhere to run with your money, nowhere to hide, total control on a planetary scale. And some people say, oh, well, the next step in human evolution is a global government. Well, that may be, but the issue here is this is a tyrannical system out of the gates where a group of bureaucrats owned by private banks dictate every facet of your life. What would have happened if Hitler would have had a global government to gain control of? No one could have stood up against him. Nations are firewalls. They are bulwarks of true diversity, of freedom. But you get a tyranny in control of a global government, it's over, and this thing is being set up by a tyranny. Make no mistake about that. Now, I wanted to play a clip of Anderson Cooper. These clips go on and on, but this will be the last one, where they're bringing up a global government being set up, a new world order, and he says, oh, that'll scare people at home. And then they go on to have the British guy go, no, wait a minute, this really is a world government being set up. You know, this really is. You know, read Section 15 of the communique, and then the other American guy is laughing. But Anderson Cooper himself, admittedly, a CIA operative and the grandson of the Astors. This is a robber baron. This is one of the elites. People always, who are the elites? Who are the elites? Okay, Anderson Cooper, there's one of them. You know, he's up there acting like he doesn't know what all this is, and, oh, a new world order, it's so scary. So here it is.
But they have opened up the idea of there being some form of other regulator across countries, and I think that's going to come
back. So is this some sort of a new world order, which Gordon Brown kind of alluded to?
That's where President Obama was drawing the line and saying, look,
that concerns a lot of people in the United
States.
You
can't all of a sudden have a super regulator, even if we're in a desperate crisis now. You can't, according to the U.S., take that and say, okay, all of a sudden there's this super cop who is going to dictate what the U.S. does, what Great Britain does. That ruins the sovereignty of individual nations. You can't just all of a sudden do that. And that's a big
sticking
point.
Timothy Geithner, who I talked to today, and we're going to show that interview shortly, flatly denied that was going to happen.
I hate to disagree with you, gentlemen, but I believe paid Section 15 of this. Communicate.
So that's enough. Tim Geithner, a week and a half ago, got asked in a press conference about, hey, we see all this language in these agreements, because they leaked the communique 2 weeks ago before it was made public Friday. Oh, we just agreed to this communique today, Friday. Meanwhile, it had been leaked 2 weeks before that. And so Geithner got asked, hey, what's this about a new global currency, the IMF and World Bank issuing a supercurrency? Which, by the way, they're already doing. You can Google that and read the mainstream news. See, they always tell us about something they've been doing for years already. And Geithner said, I don't know anything about that. We're not going to do that right now. And Obama got asked about it in a press conference, too, and said, oh, I don't know anything about it. Meanwhile, the next day, Geithner goes before the Council on Foreign Relations, which is sworn to destroy U.S. sovereignty, and hundreds of publications they put out, and says, oh, yes, we're moving towards a global currency. So that's what they're doing. But here is Time Magazine, Barack Obama's New World Order. And this came out today. And all these other ones. New World Order emerges from chaos. BBC, Obama hails the New World Order, London Independent. G20 moves the world a step closer to global currency, London Telegraph. At a summit that shows the new balance of power, new alliances are forming, old ideologies are dying, the world is now a different place. And then it goes into brag about how the U.S. is basically cooked, London Independent. Brown does do God as he calls for new world order in sermon at St. Paul's Cathedral. Yeah, he'll never go to church and is basically a well-known atheist. But then he went and prayed this morning for a world government. That's the Globe and Mail. I mean, this is sick. Gordon Brown has made an overtly religious call for a new world order based on the deep moral sense shared by all faiths. Marking the first speech by a serving prime minister at St. Paul's Cathedral in London, he quoted scripture as he urged people to unite for a new global society. And again, all these years, there's no such thing as a new world order, no such thing as a global government. Didn't matter if it was in hundreds of congressional testimonies. Didn't matter if the CFR put out all these documents bragging about it. Didn't matter if the editor of Newsweek, Scrub Talbot, called for a world government before he went to work for Clinton. All of this has been set up. I mean, we have to sue to get the North American Union documents, and then the first thing in the document is we've got to keep this secret from the U.S. We've been in the North American Union since March 24, 2005. Officially. That's why you can read the news about, oh, Canadian and Mexican troops to patrol U.S. during terror attacks, and the public has been taught to live in denial about all of this. And the articles go on and on and on. But meanwhile, who are the bankers who will rule this new world order? Because it's exactly as we always said it would be when they announced it. It's a world government of and for a private clique of private bankers who have made their money out of the creation of fiat currency and derivatives, made-up Ponzi schemes, junk. Madoff was a globalist calling for world government. The last guy who got caught stealing $10 billion from Texas was a globalist. That's who these people are. They just create imaginary financial instruments and then have governments say that they're legitimate, and then they leave you and I holding the bag for it. Do you know what it means when in 6 months the banks in the U.S. alone have been given $12.8 trillion of U.S. taxpayer money? That's more than the entire country grosses every year. Total. The stock market, oil, cars, mowing lawns, school teaching, whatever you do, that's greater than all the money that's spent and all that's produced in a year. And they're set to more than double the GDP. Folks, that's worse than what Germany did to bring themselves into the hyperinflation. We're done. It's over. And the establishment knows that. That's why they're militarizing police. That's why they're getting ready to put troops on the streets and openly announcing it. So that the bankers can successfully carry out this swindle and not get in trouble. Because they've got to maintain control of the government or they'll be brought to justice. I mean, look at this. Politico reports White House team discloses TARP firm ties. We'll get into these criminals and what they're doing and a solution to counter them when we get back. And then your phone calls, Jeff, Mark, Mark, Ralph, and many others that are patiently holding 877-590-5525.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448. 4448.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
And you call me here. All right, we've got a whole other hour coming up, jam-packed with key news and information. The federal government is taking over the entire infrastructure of the Internet, including private companies. Any country they wish will be under federal control. The companies will have to pay for all of the upkeep of government snooping servers and control systems. There will be no Fourth Amendment. Everything you do will be watched without a warrant. This has already been done to a great extent, but now Obama is completely abolishing the Fourth and Fifth Amendment. Remember all the Democrats that didn't like Bush for what he did with his warrantless secret wiretapping? But see, now it's their guy, so they're all for it. That is coming up. But Mother Jones newspaper magazine is covering it. Should Obama control the Internet is the headline. But look at this. White House team discloses TARP firm ties. Larry Summers, a top economic advisor to President Barack Obama, who I would add is the guy that got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act and allowed the derivative scam that is causing the crisis right now. I mean, the very crew that engineered it's now in power saying they're going to fix it and shaking their finger at the banks. I mean, this is sick. And then taking over private companies that aren't even banks and ordering companies shut down and ordering CEOs fired and saying they're taking the Internet over. The Republicans are standing by just loving it. Lawrence Summer, a top economic advisor to President Barack Obama, pulled in more than $2.7 million in speaking fees paid by firms at the heart of the financial crisis. Yeah, that's the way they get around payoffs. They'll all these companies that Tony Blair, it's in the news today, sold out to England to. All these companies that Tony Blair sold England out to, you know, he gets like $250,000 or more, $300,000 per speech, and the companies make no money off the speech. The speeches are free to their executives. It's just, oh, here's $500,000, here's $300,000. That's how the payoff works. Larry Summers, a top economic advisor to President Barack Obama, pulled in more than $2.7 million in speaking fees paid by firms at the heart of the financial crisis, including Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Merrill Lynch, Bank of America Corp., and now defunct Lehman Brothers. He pulled in another $5.2 million at D.E. Shaw, a hedge fund for which he serves as managing director from October 2006 until joining the administration 2 months ago. Thomas E. Donilon, Obama's deputy national security advisor, was paid $3.9 million by the power law firm O'Melveys Myers to represent clients, including two firms that received federal bailout funds, Citigroup and Goldman Sachs. And it goes on from there. This is all illegal, but this is what both parties do. It's a pack of criminals that run our society. And until we realize that, things are only going to get worse in this society. I'm going to get back into more fraud in a moment than your calls. But first, I wanted to go into a London Guardian article, the question that flummoxed the great orator, the great orator, the great speaker, Barack Obama. It's become a big late-night comedy joke that everywhere Obama goes, even to speak to school children, they have the teleprompters. Those are the thin glass screens. In the past, they were a big old television box that Obama constantly reads from with an actor's aplomb. He sits there and reads from it convincingly. Well, now he's moved to a giant TV set on the back wall he can read because they're getting embarrassed. I mean, the dumbed-down public was like, we thought he was really this incredible speaker. We really thought he was speaking from the heart. It was so amazing, but it's a teleprompter. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, they've had teleprompters for decades. Ronald Reagan would read from cue cards, and the media would make a big deal out of it. But the issue is, without one, he bumbles around as bad as Bush. And we've been taping him for a new Obama film we're making, you know, at all these press conferences in Europe, and he literally, I hadn't mentioned it to my wife. She's sitting there making breakfast this morning, and she goes, you know, I was listening to him on XM radio yesterday, and he sounds like a bumbling idiot. Is this a different Barack Obama? And I said, well, honey, he's at press conferences overseas, and they don't have teleprompters loaded up for him. That's one reason they want a global government, literally. They say is to standardize information delivery. So they'll have a global core of people that have the teleprompters loaded up for them no matter where they go. That's why these control freaks want this bureaucracy from things as simple as that, you know, to more complex issues like taxing you at a rate of 80%. And if you try to run to some country with your money, it's a global government. They're going to track you down, take your money, and pay it into the hands of private banks. And by the way, that's why I'm starting to get a little bit positive about the future is because I was watching Lehrer NewsHour Friday, and they had a little clip about how a lot of the money is going to private banks. And then I was watching on PBS Online Bill Moyers with experts on admitting that really the banks are stealing the people's money and that big corporations are actually getting this as corporate welfare. There's kind of a paradigm shift. And then I was on the treadmill today in the garage watching cable, and it was Bill Maher with his show. What's the name of that show on there? Real Time with Bill Maher, yeah. And I only watched about 5 minutes and flipped the channel over to the Deer Hunter, but well, they're playing Russian roulette. But the point is that they had this, quote, Republican on there admitting that, well, really the banks are just stealing all the money. Now, he only said it one time, but I was like, wow, I actually heard something true on a show. And then Bill Maher was busy saying the Democrats are trying to save us and, you know, the Republicans are evil. No, Bill, both sides are controlled and bought and paid for. And until we realize that and face it, things are only going to get worse. So that's basically going on that front. Back to the fraud news. This is out of the Wall Street Journal. Obama wants to control the banks. There's a reason he refuses to accept repayment of TARP money. Now, a lot of big companies like Goldman Sachs and Chase Manhattan and others, JP Morgan, they wanted the trillions, and they've been getting it. But hundreds of banks got summoned to the White House meetings with then-Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, but Geithner had actually written the plan. So even before Obama's in office, they're all working together behind the scenes. This is the same crew, you know, top Wall Street crooks. And they would tell small banks, this is an order from the president, you must take, you know, even if it's $10 million, you must take it. So they said, okay, we'll take it. Some took billions, some took hundreds of millions, some took just a few million. And now these companies are saying, look, we're giving the money back. They're going, no, the federal government is now in control of you, and that means the private select international banks that control the White House are in control of our local banks and General Motors and the rest of them. See, when the IMF and World Bank, which are just holding companies for consortiums of private banks go into a third world country. They publicly pay off the leader. They say, don't pay this money back. Sign over all your resources at 30% interest. When you don't pay this back, you'll retire to Switzerland or the Cayman Islands or Portugal, and then or New York City, and then we'll move in and take your country over. Well, see, the same thing has now happened here. They premeditatedly use economics as a tool of conquest and domination. And once they get control of a nation, they use the government to basically grab different industries and feed the industries into the mouth of the private banking cartel. And so that's what's happening now. Here's the Wall Street Journal. I must be naive. I really thought the administration would welcome the return of bank bailout money. Some $340 million in TARP cash flowed back this week from four small banks in Louisiana, New York, Indiana, and California. This isn't much when we routinely talk about trillions, but clearly the money has not been wasted on otherwise sunk down Wall Street's black hole. So why no cheering as the cash comes back? My answer? The government wants to control the banks just as it now controls GM and Chrysler, and will surely control the health industry in the not-too-distant future. Keeping them TARP-stuffed is the key to control. And it goes on. And for the intensely political president, mere influence is not enough. The White House wants to tell them what to do. Control, direct, and command. It's not for nothing that rage has been turned on those wicked financiers. The banks are at the core of the administration's thrust. By managing the money, government can steer the whole economy even more firmly down the left fork in the road. This isn't the left fork in the road. Time magazine runs this headline. Newsweek runs similar headlines. We're all socialists now, or America's now a socialist nation. It's not socialist. You've got 30 to 1. For every $30 given to the banks, $1 is given to the people with federal strings attached. You're paying in taxes for all this money. The New World Order is a consortium of private bankers, international bankers. They've taken over 100 nations, and now they're taking this country over.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called FlyCast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the FlyCast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application FlyCast.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.